In college basketball, the Kentucky Wildcats have just capped off a perfect regular season with a 67-50 win over the University of Florida. If you're wondering whether anybody can beat Kentucky, you are not alone.
How beatable do you think Kentucky is, or can they be beat?
Who can beat this Kentucky team?
Bottom line, are they going to do it? Is Kentucky going to do it?
I don't know if we could beat Kentucky at Kentucky. I just don't know.
That has been the question this year in college basketball, because no team has gone undefeated in almost four decades. NPR's Becky Sullivan looks back.
If you think you're sick about hearing whether anyone can beat Kentucky, just be glad you weren't watching college ball in the 60s and 70s.
And for the last couple of days around St. Louis, people have been asking, can anybody here beat UCLA?
No one beat UCLA in 1964, or 1967, or 72, or 73. The Bruins, under legendary coach John Wooden, were a dynasty. And it wasn't just them. In the 1970s, seven teams finished the regular season undefeated. Seven! One of them was the 75 Indiana Hoosiers. They cruised through 31 games before losing late in the tournament. The next fall, Coach Bob Knight sat his players down and told them this.
Our goal this year is to play this season completely undefeated, from our opening game through the championship of the NCAA tournament. That's what this team is capable of doing, and I expect it to do just that.
And they did. Indiana went 32-0, polishing it off in the national title game over Michigan.
And Indiana now has a 15-point lead. They're capping off an undefeated season.
I love how nonchalant that announcer sounds right there. Just an undefeated season. But they just witnessed the last one for decades. The point guard for that Indiana team was a guy named Quinn Buckner. He told me that Coach Knight seemed to know that.
Because he said at our senior night, tell the people in Indiana, take a look at this team. You're never going to see another one like it.
He was right. After the 70s, the undefeated season basically disappeared. I called up Dana O'Neill from ESPN.com to ask about the reasons why. First, she says there's the three-point line, which showed up in college ball in 1986.
That, to me, was a huge equalizer. You found a team that had one kid that could shoot the ball pretty well, and all of a sudden, that changes everything.
Second is the talent. O'Neill says there's more talented players around now, but there's also more turnover because those players are leaving for the NBA.
So you get a team that's wildly talented, but very young, and in November or December, they play a team that's not nearly as talented, but has been together for a lot more years, and that other team's going to win, and so there goes your undefeated chance.
And last is the tournament has gotten bigger and bigger. In the 60s and early 70s, only about 24 teams took part, but this year, 68 teams will be invited. No wonder only one team has really come close in all these years. The 1991 Runnin' Rebels from UNLV. They waltzed into the NCAAs at 30-0, but then they lost to Duke in one of the most memorable Final Four games ever.
Duke has done it! Duke has upset UNLV!
Then it was a long 23 years before the next team would enter the tournament undefeated. That was last year's Wichita State Shockers. But they only made it to the third round, where they lost to, you guessed it, Kentucky.
He's going to take the three for the win. No! And the perfect season has come to an end.
So back to this year's Kentucky team. Even though they beat Florida today and they've got that perfect regular season, they'll still have nine more games to go. And there'll be nine really tough games. But Dan O'Neill thinks another perfect team would be good for the sport.
I think it would be exciting. I'm trying to imagine, if you're just a casual sports fan on April the 6th and Kentucky is 39-0, you're going to watch that championship game.
Although, she says, one perfect season would be enough. Please, no more dynasties. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.